Praise God. I am blessed today to be in the house of God. I'm blessed. God has been so good to me. He's blessed me with a fantastic family, a beautiful wife, some beautiful children. Every time I turn around and look, the blessings of God are right behind me. I can't hardly take it. I'm being chased by a blessing. Hallelujah. It is running me over. The Bible said he'd open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. It gets better and better every day. Every time I wake up in the morning, I don't know what's going to happen next. The blessings of God are just pouring out and pouring out and pouring out. I wouldn't trade what I'm into today for anything in the world. Hallelujah. I want us to sing that chorus, I am blessed, I am blessed. Every one of you in this building today can sing that song. I am blessed, I am blessed. You're blessed by God. You're here this morning, you're breathing. You woke up this morning and he started you on your way. And you're feeling good in this service. You're sitting in the presence of Jesus Christ right now. Hallelujah. And if you'll look around at all the good things that God is doing for you, all those good things are outweighing all the bad things. I mean to tell you, you are a blessed people today in this service. Can we sing that song right now? I am blessed. Sing it. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I wake my head to rest. I am blessed. Let's go up a little bit higher. That's just a little bit too low for me this morning. I am blessed. Pick it up. Well, I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed, I am blessed. Would you lift your hand and sing it to the Lord? I am blessed. Thank him today. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. One more time. Oh, I am blessed. Hallelujah. I am blessed. Woo! Every day that I live. When I in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed. Let's love the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody looks so pretty today. Everybody looks so happy. Amen. I'm excited about this church and what God is doing. I'm excited about the people. Last night at McDonald's, I told a young girl behind the counter, I said, I've traveled all over the country. And I said, some of the friendliest people in the world are right down the street from this place. I showed her who the pastor was and different people in the church. I said, it's some of the friendliest people you ever meet in your life. And her eyes seemed to light up like that's the kind of place she's looking for. I guarantee you, You got what people are looking for. They want a friend. They want somebody that'll care and that'll lift out their arm and forget their faults. Thank God today that he looked beyond our faults and saw my need. And he wants somebody in this world is crying, please, please, won't somebody love me? What this world needs now is love, sweet love. There was a song written not too long ago, and that song stated, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Not as the world knows it, but as the church knows it, the love of Jesus Christ, which has been shed abroad in our hearts. Hallelujah. I want to say how glad we are for the visitors to be here this morning in the service. And you might not understand some things we do, but we want you to feel the welcome of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to turn with me to the book of Luke, the 7th chapter. You would stand for the reading of the word. Everybody has been so nice. Tonight I am expecting, we're just going to have fun tonight. We're going to have church. Now, some of you ball players struck out yesterday. Boy, I got your attention now. I got you woke up now. Some of you, I heard somebody talking, I think it was today, he said, Lord, we got smeared. So I know you lost yesterday. But we're going to make a home run tonight. We're going to hit tonight until we hit and knock that ball over the fence. We're going to hit a home run tonight. You're not striking out on me tonight. We're going to win tonight. Yeah, man. We had a fantastic time last night, and God was so good to us, and today is no exception. He's just up there waiting with anticipation, with all different kinds of things to do, and he just wants to start dropping these blessings on us. He just wants to start pouring it out. He wants to get to where we'll open up so much that he'll just slide the big window back and get those barrels and just pour them out. Showers of blessings. Boy, some of you looking at me like you hadn't had a blessing in a long time. Hallelujah. I live with those showers of blessings. Hallelujah. You wonder why the preacher goes around seems like he's always happy. Well, when you get enough holy rain falling down on you, it'll cause any flower to bud out and blossom. Amen. It'll make those old thorns bud out some roses once in a while. Praise God. Boy, I got your attention this morning. I want to preach to you in the book of Luke, the 7th chapter, the 24th verse. When the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. And then he asked the question again. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yeah, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. I want to ask you the question this morning. What went ye out to see? What came you out this morning to see? That's what I'm going to preach to you about this morning. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Jesus asked this question three times to those people after John's disciples left. What went ye out to see? A reed shaken with the wind? I want to ask you the question this morning. There are a lot of people that come to church and they're coming out for something. But I want to ask you tonight, what came you out to the house of God to see this morning? Did you come out to see a reed shaken with the wind? Let me tell you, when they heard about John the Baptist the first time, the whole town went out to see John the Baptist. It wasn't just a few people, like we might have some little thing gathering around here, maybe a few people from town come out to visit. Friend, I want you to know everybody in town was going out to the wilderness to see John the Baptist. And I mean, when they went out there and the Pharisees and scribes heard about it, they began to find out, hey, this must be something, because the whole town is going out to see John the Baptist. Friend, I want you to know, when those old scribes and Pharisees decided to go visit John and to see what was going on, they put on the best robes. They put on their finest decorating clothes. They put on their finest talents. They put on the finest abilities. They put on their soft shoes. They put on their soft voice. They put on their delicate walk. And they marched out there in their pridey way to see John the Baptist. And when they got out there, were they in for a big surprise? Because when they seen that old man standing out there in the middle of the water, friend, I mean to tell you, they not only got their eyes full, but they got their ears full. Because when John the Baptist seen those men walking up to them, he said, who had warned you, bunch of hypocrites, you bunch of snakes? Who had warned you to flee from the wrath of God? His eyes was a flaming fire. That old bony finger, he seemed a mile long as it touched the end of their nose. I mean to tell you, he didn't pull no punches. He didn't soft-spoken. He just laid it on the line right then when he saw them. He said, you bunch of vipers and hypocrites, who's warned you to flee from the wrath of God? You need to go forth and bring forth fruit worthy of repentance, and then come and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ asked those people, what did you expect to hear when you went out to see John the Baptist? What went you out to see? A reed shaking in the wind? That's not what you went out to see when you seen John the Baptist. You didn't go out there and just seen anybody that you could tell to do whatever you wanted him to do, friend. He couldn't be maneuvered. You couldn't buy his message. You couldn't persuade him. He was changed and brought there by God Almighty. And he wasn't just in any old preacher that somebody just bought and paid for and stuck up there to say, you preach this, brother, and everything will be all right. No, sir, he wasn't a reed shaking in the wind. But, friend, he stood up there with the power and the anointing of God on him. And he'd look in the eye and he'd say, repent and get baptized in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What went you out to see today? You didn't come out here to hear some sissified preacher stand up here and pat you on the back and tickle your little ears and tell you you're a nice guy and everything's all right. No, sir. You came out today to hear somebody tell you what you need to do to make it into the kingdom of God. The world is sick and tired of people that are going around here on Sunday morning with some little preacher that's just their friend. They're sick and tired of that kind of stuff, folks. They're tired of going to some place and the preacher patting them on the back and shaking their hand and saying, you're part of the church. This is what you need to do. You're doing fine. Just keep up the good work. And they're still smoking. They're still drinking. They still feel that miserable feeling down inside of them. And they don't feel any better after the preacher gets done shaking their hand or after the preacher gets done talking to them. That's not what the world's looking for today. The world's looking for somebody out
to step out with the anointing and power of God and say, tell me what I can do to make it to heaven. I want to be saved. I want to make it. Don't tell me I'm going to be all right and shake my hand. Tell me I got to repent. Tell me I got to quit my sinning. I've got to make it. I got to make it. I got to make it. Amen. They didn't come out to see some reed shaking in the wind today. I want you to know, friend, the only thing I want to tickle my ears, the only thing I want patting me on the back, is the Holy Ghost Spirit as it comes down upon me. It's not always going to sound good. It's not always going to eat good. It's not always going to sit right with me. But friend, I want you to know, it's going to take me to heaven, and it's going to make me walk straight to God one of these days. And one of these days, I'm going to come to the preacher in glory and say, I thank you for telling me that I needed to repent. I thank you for telling me what I need to do to be saved. I thank you because you didn't make it easy. I thank you because you preached me the word. I thank you because you didn't soft speak to me, but you preached the word of God, and that's what I needed. What went you out to see? Is that what you want? Y'all smile at me. Y'all look at me kind of strange this morning. Praise God. Is that what you want? Some preacher to stand up here and tell you any old thing to do? Go ahead. Just live any old way you want to. You'll make it. Go ahead. Go out there on the dance floors on Saturday night and come to church on Sunday morning with a hangover. You all right? Is that what you want? Friend, I mean to tell you, when those Pharisees and scribes heard those words, friend, I mean to tell you, they found out real quick he wasn't just any old body. They found out he wasn't anybody, friend, that needed to be messed with. I want you to know, this world is sick and tired of people that don't have anything to say. They're looking for somebody that'll tell them and get down with them on their level and say, listen, friend, do you know the drug abuse places have done nothing for you? You know that the Alcoholic Anonymouses that have been set up all over the world has not changed you. You know the things that you've done in this world have not brought you peace and happiness. But I know something that'll bring you peace and happiness, and that is if you'll get down on your knees and repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways, my God will come down and give you peace and joy and life and laughter, and you'll have the Holy Ghost, that fire dwelling up in my bones. That's what I want to hear, preacher. Tell me I want the real thing. I don't want to be missed. Hallelujah. What you don't need today is more entertainment. We're not looking for more preachers that can get up here and entertain you with all them fancy little slogans and all them nice little jokes. That's not what's going to keep you saved next week. Now, if you're here today and you don't know the Lord, and somebody's a Christian sitting beside you and they're sleeping, forget them. And look at the person on out here that's got their eyes open, saying hallelujah, because they got some. Thank you. I mean to tell you, you didn't come out today to be entertained. No, you didn't. If I stood on my head today and did cartwheels across the front of this church, that wouldn't do one thing for your life when you walk out the door. But what you came out here today is to hear some words about the book that Jesus Christ ordained for us to hear. Hallelujah. He said, my word is life, and my words are peace. He said, my yoke is easy, and my burden's light. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You didn't come out here to be entertained with music, and music's all right, but music can't save you. You got to hear the word, and you got to take it in your heart, and you got to let it do something to you. How can they hear except they have a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? You got to hear the word today. Hallelujah. What you went out to see today is the power and the anointing and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Nothing else will work. Paul said, when I come to you, I'm not coming to you with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, sir. I don't want more entertainment. I want you to tell me what I need to do. I came out here today, friend, to see the power of God work. Hallelujah. Jesus asked him the question the second time. You didn't come out and you didn't see an old reed shaking in the wind such as you are. Some old little pansy preacher. You've seen a whole lot more than that. He said, what else did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? He said, behold, they which are gorgeously appareled, live delicately, are in king's courts. I want you to know this church is not a fashion show. I didn't come out here to show off my clothes. You didn't come out here to see the latest style. You didn't come out here to check out the latest hairdo. You didn't come out here today, and your world, your young people are going to walk through the back doors of the church, and some of them's going to have some sandals on their feet. Some of them's going to have some blue jeans. An alcoholic might walk in with a hangover from last night with a vomit stench still on his clothes. And he's not going to come in here for a fashion show because he has nothing to wear and he has nothing to offer and he's brought nothing with him. What he came to see today is somebody that's got enough love of God, that's not worried about what he looks like, but's got something inside of him, some kind of a word from God that can tell him what he needs to do to clean himself up. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Man, you've seen much more than a prophet. When you went out to see John the Baptist, they thought, man, I was looking at a prophet. Friend, they weren't looking at just any old prophet. They weren't looking at just another man that God called a prophet. They were looking at the one that the prophets prophesied about coming. Hallelujah. Woo! I feel good right now. He wasn't just any prophet. He was the man God ordained, just like Jesus Christ, to be a forerunner of that Jesus that was to come. Hallelujah. When they went out and seen John the Baptist, they didn't just see another prophet. They seen somebody that told them, there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear, and stoop down and unloose. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. They never heard that before. They never heard that before. They never heard of what kind of stuff he was talking about. No other prophet had preached like John the Baptist preached. Jesus said, when you've seen John the Baptist, you've seen more than just any old prophet. When people come to this church, friend, they're not looking at just any old church. When they come to this building, they're not looking at another church building as such. Yeah, it might look like a building, but it's not the building they're thinking it is. This is much more than just an any old church building. They're not looking at a group of people. That's just another group of people that call themselves Christians. Her God, hallelujah. I said they're not looking at a group of people that call themselves Christians. We got all kinds of Christians in the world today, but that's not the kind of Christians they're going to see when they come into this church. They're going to see much more. They're going to see much more than a Christian. You know why? Because this is the church that God had ordained from the beginning of time. It should come to pass that in the last days, saith God, I'm going to pour out of my spirit upon the church of the living God and upon the world. Hallelujah. You ain't never seen nothing like this church before. You ain't never seen nothing like we act before. But what would you have to see? A church just like the one you've been going to? No. You're tired of that kind of stuff. You're tired of patting people on the back. You're tired of just seeing any old thing happen. You want to see a move of God. You want to see something happen. You want to see a real church in action. When you come out here this morning, you've seen a whole lot more than the church down the road. I said you've seen more, friend, than the church that was prophesied what they think it ought to be and what it has been in the past, and their traditions of men and the things that they do to bring about what they call religion. They're tired of it. And that's not what the world is looking for. They're tired of being fooled. They're tired of being entertained. They're tired of a religion, friend, that you can't really feel. They say, well, they make fun of this church because it's emotion. Well, I want you to know, if emotion doesn't have anything to do with it, then I'm not really a human being. If your emotions don't get stirred up every once in a while outside of this church, you're not human. If I took a shotgun and blew your baby's brains out and you didn't get emotionally excited, and he said, oh, no big deal, there'd be something wrong with you. You wouldn't act like that. I guarantee you, one time my little boy was playing, he ran into the side of the wall and knocked himself cold. Knocked himself cold. He had a habit of holding his breath and passing out. I was laying in the bed. I heard Trina, my oldest daughter, come in there, and I heard him hit, but I thought they were playing. She said, Justin, get up. He didn't get up. She began to scream, Justin, Justin. And the next thing I knew, I thought, well, I better get up and go investigate. He's holding his breath. About the time I got out into the hallway, my wife had been there and just been over to turn him over to pick him up. And when she seen him, she just about passed out. She went screaming into the living room, just left him lay there and went screaming into the room in hysterics. Emotions. Emotions. I went down the hall. I turned the boy over. He was just like a rag. I thought, my God, my boy is dying right here in my own arms. I didn't know if he had brain damage, a concussion, a hemorrhaging or not, but he was blue. He was blue. I sat there and he was just limp. And I picked him up in my arms, carried him to the living room. Everybody was in hysterics. I told my wife and kids, I said, now's not the time to be screaming. I said, we need to get a hold of God now. We need to pray. I didn't know what else to do. I'd been paying my tithes and living right and doing everything I could for God. And now I needed Jesus. And I said, Lord, I've been living right. I've been doing right. I've been paying my tithes. And Jesus, I'm calling on you now. I need you right now. And we called on the name of Jesus. And in just a minute, I looked down and his eyes was wide open. And he was looking at us like, what in the world's going on? And he got up and played like he never played. Never got a bruise. Never got a bump. Never got a red spot. And to this day, he's still here. I want you to know, friend, your emotions have something to do with it. Hallelujah. 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 You're not looking at just any old church when you come here tonight. What you come out to see is a church that's got some power and some anointing, and it's got something inside of them that'll cause them to live from one day to the next and have a victorious life with God. I'm tired of a halfway house. Hallelujah. What went you out to see? What you come out here for? I came out here to see God do something. I come out here to see the power of God in action. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of John, the first chapter. Verse 46. And Nathanael said unto him, let me go up to verse 45. Philip, finding Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We found him. Woo! Nathanael. Philip said, I found him. I found who the prophets are. I found who everybody's been talking about. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not Hare Krishna. It's not Muhammad. It's not what you call Billy Graham. It's not Jimmy Swaggart. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. I found who we've been looking for. And it's in the power of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nathanael said unto him, can there anything good come out of Nazareth? Oh, Nathanael said, wait a minute. Is there anything good that can come out of Nazareth? He lived in this town all his life. And he was sick and tired of what was going on. Sick and tired of the situation. Sick and tired of nothing happening. Sick and tired of this world's condition. Sick and tired of his condition. Sick and tired of playing games with life. Sick and tired of nothing happening. He said, is there anything good that can come out of Nazareth? I want to know today, this world of people that's living in you, it might be your next door neighbor. It might be the person down the street. It might be your uncle, aunt. It might even be your own child. It might even be your own husband or wife that's asking a question. Is there anything good that can come out of Monroe? Come on now. Is there anything good that can come out of Monroe today? There are people all over this world. I guarantee you, last night, they were standing in line at the nightclubs waiting for a chance to get on the dance floor. What are you looking for? I'm looking for something real. What are you looking for? I don't know what I'm looking for, but I'm looking for something. Friend, I want you to know they're looking all right. And they're wondering in the back of their mind. I remember a young child, a young man. I might have even said it in this church. I don't remember if I did or not. But a few days ago, he got expelled from school for a few days. Went out to his car, pulled a pistol out of his glove compartment, and blew his brains out. Because he got caught with two pieces of marijuana. Is there anything good in this world? Somebody told me just yesterday, and you might have read it, I don't know, but somebody told me just yesterday, they found a baby with the abdominal cord still attached, laying in a ditch or a pool of water somewhere. Some mother thinking, is there anything good that can come out of Monroe? Is there any place to go? Is there anything happening? Friend, I want you to know, when he said that, old Philip, friend, you didn't have to worry about convincing him. Philip said, you want to know if anything good can come out of Nazareth? Come and see. Hallelujah. I want to tell you right now, friend, if you're in this place and you're wondering, is there anything that can come out of this town? I'm going to ask you, just like he asked him, come and see. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Until you get on your knees and lift up those two hands and say, God, is there anything good that can happen in my life? Is there anything you can do for me? You'll never know what the Holy Ghost can do on you. You'll never know what it's like to feel the anointing of God hit the top of your head and run through your body and shake you up until you get a hold of God. You gotta come and see for yourself. Let me tell you this right now. You want to know if anything good can come out of Monroe? Look around you. Woo! Look at the person beside you. Buddy, I guarantee you there's a story behind every person in this building today. I guarantee you there's something that you could talk about in every one of these people's lives today. And friend, they were just like old Nathaniel. Can anything good come out of this church? Friend, you got to come and find out for yourself. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you got to do is look around you and you'll begin to see some good things. You'll begin to see some marvelous miracles. You'll begin to see the works of God and what God can do to an alcoholic, what God can do to a nobody, what God can do to somebody that doesn't have anything. Come and see. Come and see. Somebody lift your hand and praise him right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite in whom is no guile. He was a good man. He was what you call the better class of people. He was on the other side of the tracks. He was your upper echelon, the elite. Nathanael had to see for himself. So he went. Well, I can't believe it. I haven't seen anything good yet. But I'll try anything once. How many of you have ever said that? How many of you have ever said, I'll give it a try one time? I'll try it one time. I have. I've said it. And I'm so glad that I tried Jesus. That was one thing I tried that I never regretted. And that was coming to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I mean to tell you, when Jesus seen him come, he said, look there, a man in whom is no guile. There's a good man coming. And Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Listen, Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael, boy, you talk about getting the socks knocked off. You think nobody knows you are alive. You think nobody cares. You think there's no hope. You think that nothing good can come out of you. You're not here by accident today. You're not in this building today just because you decided that you want to go to church. Before you got out of bed this morning, the eyes of Jesus were on you. Before you put your feet on the floor, God seen you. I kind of believe he even might have woke you up. And you thought, boy, I can't sleep. I might as well get ready and go to church. You know why? Holy Ghost kept punching you. Excuse me, brother, I don't mean no offense. I just need to, this is my angel. Praise God, he's a good dude. I mean, the Holy Ghost kept punching him. Get up. And you don't know why, but you're feeling something right now. And you know that while you're sitting right now in your pew, you feel good. You know you're in the right place. Everything's all right. Right? Telling you the truth, ain't I? You know that what you feel right now feels good. I like this feeling. I like sitting here, and I feel pretty comfortable. Well, I want you to know, friend, when old Jesus saw Nathanael, and Nathanael said, Lord, how do you know me? He said, before Philip called you, I saw you sitting under that tree drinking lemonade. I want you to know in this service, friend, you don't have to have somebody come up and say, hey, you need to be a Christian, you dirty old lousy sinner. You need to repent. You're filthy. You're ugly. You're bad. Get out on your knees and beg for mercy. You don't have to tell a sinner that. They know it. They know they're lost. They don't need to be told that they're bad and nasty. They know it. They're already feeling the guilt and feeling the shame. But friend, what they're feeling also is the tug of the Holy Ghost and the arms and the love of God reaching out for them and drawing them and pulling them. No man can cometh unto God except he draw them. And friend, what you feel, the Spirit in this place today is none other than the eyes and the hands of God drawing you to him. He wants you to come and open the door so he can sup with you and dine with you. He's here today to fill your need. I want to know what you came out to see today. What you came out for is the Holy Ghost and to have an experience with God Almighty. Let's love him right now. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I want you to know God's got every hair on your head numbered. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows where you're living. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows where you're going to be at tonight, and he knows where you were yesterday. He's got his eyes on you, and he's got his hand moving on you, and he's calling you and drawing you. But don't make the sad mistake, friend, of rejecting God too many times, because he said, my spirit will not always strive with man. I'm not always going to keep on pulling and begging. But what you're here today for, friend, is only one reason. My God is calling you. My God's calling you to a greater life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. You want to get something today that you'll never get hungry about again. You'll never wonder again. You'll never worry about going out and finding anything else again after you come to Jesus and receive the Holy Ghost and let him speak in that heavenly language as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. What do you want me to tell you today? Do you want me to tickle your ears? Do you want me to stand up here and make faces at you and tell funny jokes? Or do you want me to help you, take you by the hand, and lead you through the gates of pearl? Or lead you to the bottom of the cross where the blood still flows and washes the sins of man away? That's what I want to do today. What went you out to see in this church today? You're tired of being entertained, tired of seeing what the world has to offer. What you need to do is come unto Jesus and see what he's got for you in this service. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree. Believest thou? He said, thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. He said, friend, he said, once you've seen me, Nathanael, he said, you think you've seen something now. You think you know something now. He said, there's coming a time that your eyes are going to watch me rise up into the heavens and see the angels ascending and descending upon me. But friend, I got to tell you something today. When you get the Holy Ghost, that is just the beginning. That's not the end. It's just the beginning. And friend, one of these days, I'm going to see him coming back in the clouds of glory. And he's coming back after a church, after after a bride that's made themselves ready. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor even entered into the heart of man the things that God has got prepared for them that love him. Friend, you can't lose with what we got today. We just stand to your feet today in this service. What went you out to see? What went you out to see? I'm here to tell you today, I know what you came out to see. You don't want to hear no more junk. You're looking for that magic phrase that somebody can say that'll vanish all your troubles. That'll get you out of debt. That'll settle all the problems in your life. You're looking for that magic formula. Those magic words. Come on, be truthful with yourself. I've got the answer. Repent. If you don't think there's anything good that can come out of your life, come and see. He'll make you all over again. You just look around you. There's some people that have came. I want us to sing that song, There's Room at the Cross. Because one line in that verse says, though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Would you sing it with me, saints? There's room at the cross for you. Come on, church, lift your voice and sing it.
And there's room at the cross for you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Though millions have come.
But there's still room for one more. He's still waiting on you.
And there's room
hallelujah.
At the cross for you.
Sing it again. Come on, church. Would you reach God right now for the person beside you?
At the cross for you.
Hallelujah.
And there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, yet there's still room
for one.
And there's room at the cross for you.
Hallelujah. Church, listen to me. You remember the first time you came to church? Remember how funny you felt? You felt like a stranger and maybe way off, and you kind of took the back seat somewhere, and you liked what you felt, and you found out when you got here this is what you wanted. But it made it so much easier when somebody came by and took you by the hand and said, we're so glad to have you here today. Jesus loves you. We want you to feel a part of this church. We want you to be what we are. And when you felt that, friend, you just felt the chains and the barriers fall off. And you felt like you were at home. Finally, at last, I've landed. I'm not going to be searching no more. Well, standing beside you in this service today are some people
Church, will you please, please get sensitive? There's some people standing beside you right now that would love to come and see, that would love to see if anything good could happen in their life too. You see, these people aren't smiling and shouting for nothing. They don't keep coming back to church every time the doors are open for nothing. They don't keep giving and giving and giving of their finances because they like to throw money away.
Hallelujah.
They don't just keep coming and singing and clapping their hands and jumping up and down and shouting because there's nothing about it. And you know that. You know there's something here. And what you come out to see today is what we want you to come and see. The Holy Ghost is here. And he wants to baptize you with that tongue of fire. Hallelujah. He said, I'll fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And with fire.
That's
oh,
right.
Hallelujah. Church, somebody beside you today. I would like for everybody in this building to do this. I want you to reach to the person beside you and take them by the hand. Would you do that? Come on, don't be backward. Just reach to the person beside you and take them by the hand. I don't want to embarrass anybody in this church service today, but I don't know how anymore, any other way to make you feel welcome and to show you that we love you and that Jesus cares more about you than even I do or anybody in this church cares. He loves you more. He's got more love to give to you than I could ever offer. He shed his blood that while you were yet a sinner, he gave his life for you. And while you're holding the hand of a person beside you in his building, would you allow the love that you feel vibrating through those hands to come into your heart and touch you right now as we all pray together? I want you to pray. And I don't want you just to stand there silently, but I want you to feel a part of this church. I want you to pray. And if you feel tears in your eyes, I don't want you to stop those tears. You're not going to do anything that we haven't done or are not doing right now. I want you to let them flow down your face. I want you to let God touch you. I want you to come and see and taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. You feel that? Come on, keep praying, keep praying. Don't stop. You like that? You like that feeling? You like that spirit you feel? Hallelujah. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Church, please don't make it too short. They're dependent on you. Don't let go of that hand too soon. Hang on to it until you feel the vibrations of the Holy Ghost coming through their body. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Church, I preached to you last night. You are somebody. You're somebody in this service, and God's using you right now. If you let the Holy Ghost flow through your hands and your arms, God can speak to you to bring that person to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. I don't want nobody to get up and walk out of the building. I don't want you to turn around and walk out the back doors. Ushers, wherever you are, don't let nobody go out the doors. I want everybody in this building that's got somebody by the hand to step out of your seat with that person. I don't care who you are. And I want you to walk down to the front. Everybody's going to come and see today. Everybody. Don't nobody stand back. Please don't nobody go backwards. Everybody come forward. The Lord is speaking to you. And greater things than these are you going to see. if you'll just come and see today. Come on. Keep that person by the hand and step out of your pew and come. Do it now. Do it now. Come on. Come on. Do it now. Everybody's going to come. Everybody is. Everybody's going to walk down here. Everybody's coming.
At the cross.
Everybody's coming.
For you.
Come on. Saints of God, come on. Don't take it lightly. The person's hand you got right now needs you to pray them through to an experience with God. They didn't come out here just to be and just to be seen. They come out here to hear from the voice of God. They come out here to see God move.
And there's room at the cross for you.
Oh God.
There's room at the cross for you. Yes, there is. Lord, there's room at the cross for you. No millions have come. Yet there's still room for one. And there's room at the cross for you.
Hallelujah.
Every head bowed right now.
Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Just a moment, we're going to pray together. Together. You're not going to stand alone in this congregation. I don't want you to feel embarrassed. I don't want you to feel like you're a stranger. But what we're about to do, everybody's going to do. We're going to do it together. There's nothing shameful about praying. I have seen people in automobile accidents that never lived for God. Scream for the mercies of God on their soul as the flames burn them alive. Oh God, God, save me. There's nothing shameful about prayer. Because one of these days the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess that He is Lord. You're going to bow today, or you're going to bow someday. You'll bow in mercy today, or in that day, you'll bow beneath the wrath of God. I'm not here to scare anybody, but I want you to know the wrath of God is not being poured out on you now. The love and mercy of God is calling you and saying, come unto me. Take my yoke upon you, for my burden is light. Everybody's going to pray in just a minute. I see some of you holding back the tears. You don't have to be ashamed of that. Some of you feel a little bit strange. Don't feel strange. Don't do that. Because everybody in this building cares for you more than you'll ever know. And you're not here today to be impressed by man, but you're here today to be touched by God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, beside you, if I could get this in your mind, would you be sensitive enough to the person beside you that when we pray and everybody worships together, would you reach out with your faith and pray for the individual beside you? Could you do that? Do you know where I'm coming to? Do you know what I'm doing? I'm trying to make it as easy for a person that wants God to come to him as they can. We're going to pray. Everybody in this building is going to lift our hands. Everybody. Saint, sinner. Don't make no difference who you are. Grandpa, grandma, young person, child. Doesn't make no difference. Everybody's going to do it together. And when we do, All I want you to do is open your mouth and pray in your own way. I don't want you to say anything that maybe you've heard or somebody's told you. Say, I want you to pray from way down here. And I want you to let those glands in your eyes, if they feel like breaking, to break. I want that heart to open and let Jesus come into you. Let him sup with you. Will you do that with me right now, everybody? Let's lift our hands together. Come on, all of us, all of us. Lift them up. Lift them up. Come on, don't be the only one not to lift your hands. He said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Do it, do it. Lift your hand up. Oh, Jesus. There's nothing wrong with that. Come on, pray in your own special way. Say, Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus, and I want to serve you. I don't want to be lost. I want to live. I want to live. I want to live. Oh, God. Oh, God. Saints of God, turn to the person beside you and pray for them. Oh, God, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, pray. Saints, please don't stop. Oh, God, sisters, go back there. There's some girls that need prayed for. Go on, go. Move out. Go back there and pray for that lady. Come on, do it quickly. Hallelujah. Come on, there's people being touched by God. They need you to put your hand on them. They need you to pray with them. Oh, God, come on, brothers. Hey, brothers, wake up. There's a man back there that needs you to lay your hand on him and pray for him. Come on. Go back there and pray for that man right now. Come on.